The Body Electric, Overcoming Disease and Restoring Your Health by Dr. Ron Cherubino, read by Dr. Ron Cherubino. It is my hope that this report will give you a better understanding of the human body and enable you to apply this new information to the betterment of your health and well-being. Dr. Ron Cherubino, August 2009. We are living in the midst of what has been called the energy revolution. The fact that most of the world's population, including many of our leading scientists, is unaware of this occurrence does nothing to change the facts. Recent discoveries in the fields of cell biology and physics have definitely confirmed that the human body is indeed energy-based. Experts like Dr. Bruce Lipton, one of the world's leading cell biologists, have provided solid scientific research in this matter. Dr. Albert Einstein, recipient of the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1921, stated that all matter is made up of energy. The view that matter is made of energy is not a new one. Since the time of the ancient Greeks, there have been two schools of thought concerning how matter composes the human body. The school of thought known as atomism contends that the human body is made like a machine, with its smallest parts being composed of atoms. These tiny building blocks of matter then come together to form chemicals and compounds and eventually the human body. The other school of thought is known as vitalism. Vitalism states that the human body and all matter is made up of energy. The argument between these two camps has historically resulted in much name-calling, mudslinging, and slandering. The bottom line here is that the vitalists' concepts turned out to be correct. The human body is made entirely of energy, and of course Dr. Einstein was correct when he stated that all matter is actually energy. At first, this concept may be quite difficult for many people to grasp and accept. I know it has certainly been that way for me. However, it does get easier with time. In a sense, the information needs to sink in. One of the major problems that we have with these new concepts, especially when you apply them to the human body and human health, is that we are grossly undereducated in the area of human physiology. The mere mention of the word physiology sends some people running, while others cover their eyes, ears, and even heads to avoid hearing about the subject. Body function and physiology. As a professor of anatomy and physiology, I am struck by what I see as a profound lack of education concerning the basics of our body's structure and function. Physiology is, after all, just a technical term for how the body functions. Instruction in basic body physiology beginning in the younger grades would be a good place to start. The more a person knows about their own body's function, which is all that the word physiology refers to, the healthier and happier life they will be capable of leading. Several years ago, in preparation for one of my radio broadcasts, I questioned a number of my adult patients concerning basic anatomy. After explaining to them that I was gathering information for an upcoming radio show, I asked them to perform one simple task. Point to your liver for me. Less than half of those questioned were able to point to the location of their liver, which is located under the right side of the ribcage. Oh, and I suppose I should mention that a number of incorrect responses came from college graduates. Is it any wonder that when a pharmaceutical company advertises a new medication, they don't bother to tell you how it works, but rather how it will make you feel? The fact that many medications are directly harmful to the liver in particular and the entire body in general can't possibly mean as much to a person who isn't even aware of where their liver is located, let alone what the liver actually does as the body's primary filtering system. One of the basic physiological functions of the liver is to deactivate poisons. Since many a prescription drug will put an inordinate toxic stress on your liver as that organ attempts to save you from the dangerous side effects of a poisonous chemical, it seems especially useful to understand the basic functions of the liver. I believe that far fewer people would be so quick to turn to pharmaceuticals if they really knew the damage that those chemicals were causing. To make matters worse, a damaged organ will send signals back to the central nervous system that will cause an energetic imbalance as well. The basics. It begins with cells. any time that I teach a course in physiology, I always begin by reviewing the basics. First and foremost, the human body is made up of trillions of individual cells. 50 to 70 trillion cells work together to form all the parts of the human body. Groups of specialized cells form tissues, organs, bones, cartilage, ligaments, muscles, nerves, skin, etc. All cells are formed on an energy matrix. All cells are formed on an energy matrix. When pressed for an answer, most people will tell you that the body is made up of structures that are composed of chemicals that are made up of molecules which are formed from atomic particles. Again, the latest scientific research confirms that all matter is composed of energy. Even the chemicals that we rely on so heavily in our current medical paradigm are the result of an underlying energetic reality. All matter is made of energy. To quote Dr. Albert Einstein, what we have heretofore referred to as matter is in reality energy. It turns out that Dr. Einstein's theories are actually reality, not just theory. For those of you who would like to take the quantum leap and learn more about the current research on energy-based physiology, I would refer you to the works of Dr. Bruce Lipton, who is currently considered by many to be the world's leading expert when it comes to energy and the human body. For information online, you can go to www.askdrron.com. That's askdrron.com. Click on Healthy Conversations with Dr. Ron to listen to interviews that I did with Dr. Bruce Lipton, and for information on his latest books on the subject. You'll be glad you took the time. Energy and the human body. Every one of the trillions of cells that make up the structures of the human body require three things: nutrients, an appropriate environment, and electrical energy. One, an adequate supply of nutrients, vitamins, minerals, essential oils, micro and macronutrients, proteins, etc. Two, a toxic-free environment. Three, energy, electromagnetic energy, properly timed from a healthy nervous system. The missing component for many a person who is suffering from an illness is the electromagnetic part of the equation. Healthy cells communicate freely with one another by transmitting electrical energy through their cell membranes. Cells make up tissues, which in turn make up organs and hence result in the anatomy that makes up the human body. This, I might add, is the case whether we are actually aware of the name and location of our various organs or not. You are only as healthy as your nervous system is functional. The power of this simple statement cannot be overemphasized. Your nervous system controls and regulates every function of your body. And it does so by transmitting electrical energy to and from the brain and spinal cord, to and from every part of your body. The nervous system can be likened to an extensive network of living wires. Although this analogy is apt, it is not complete. In addition to the electrochemical impulses that are sent through nervous pathways, the nervous system is also an integral part of the body's total energy system, as a complete and detailed hologram, if you will. Optimal health abounds. The energetic health of the nervous system is doubly critical because it controls and maintains not only every part of the body, but the entire energy matrix as well. Every cell, tissue, and organ requires electricity, electromagnetic energy, to function. Where does this energy come from? Simply put, where there is life, there is electricity. Since all matter is actually energy of varying frequencies, and the matter that makes up the human body is itself made of energy, it is plentiful. From the point of conception on, electricity is present in your body in the form of electromagnetic energy. Thought, breath, movement, digestion, and carrying out complex chemical processes are all under electrical control. The job of your nervous system. Your nervous system is made up of hundreds of nerves and millions of nerve fibers. The job of this vast network of living wires is to carry electrical signals, composed of electrical nerve impulses, to and from all parts of the body. Nervous system structures. Structurally, your nervous system is comprised of your brain, spinal cord, and nerves. Your brain and spinal cord make up what is known as your central nervous system, and your spinal nerves make up your peripheral nervous system. Your central nervous system is the place where all complex electrical information is processed. Peripheral nerves, motor nerves in this case, have the job of carrying processed information in the form of electrical control signals from your brain and spinal cord to all the muscles, tissues, and organs of your body. In the form of electrical regulatory signals, unprocessed information is carried back through other peripheral nerves, in this case sensory nerves, in order to be processed by the brain and spinal cord. In the text version of this report, which is available online, you'll see diagrams, and I've purposely put a picture of the liver and where it's located, and the nervous system itself, which many people may find helpful, www.cherubhealth.com. That's cherub, like a little angel, health, one word, .com. The function of each organ is determined by the quality of its nerve supply. A diagram of the nervous system in the hard copy of this will show you how each organ comes out from a different level of the spinal cord through the vertebra, the spine itself, the hard bone spine. And it's intriguing to many people. They're not aware of how the body is wired. The ability of each nerve to carry appropriate signals to and from a particular organ is influenced by a number of factors. These can include the physical damage to a nerve, chemical toxicity of the body's internal environment, emotional stress, and mechanical irritation and pressure from a bone, muscle, or joint. An improperly functioning nervous system will transmit an electrical signal that is too low or too high, which will result in organ dysfunction. Remember, signals are synonymous with information. Also, since nerves carry signals to and from an organ that is in poor health for any reason can cause the nerves that carry signals from it to the brain to fire improperly. For example, a chronically toxic liver will send an electrical distress signal to the brain, which will cause an improper alteration of electrical signals. On the hard copy, the chart below shows areas of the skin known as dermatomes. Again, www.cherubhealth.com. Cherubhealth, one word, .com. These areas carry sensations from the skin, such as touch, pain, temperature, and position sense, through specific nerves to the brain. They're known as sensory nerves, and they provide electrical feedback signals to specific nerves that are designated on the chart, and insufficiencies of these nerves are found in conditions such as sensory integration deficit, which is SID, attention deficit disorder, ADD, or ADHD, hyperactivity disorders, and certain types of autism. It should be noted here that these and other sensory nerve-related conditions have been shown to respond well to various forms of what is known as nervous system-based energy medicine. We'll discuss this later in the report. A healthy nervous system. A healthy nervous system is both structurally and functionally sound. As with all parts of your body, nerves are made up of cells. All cells require vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and other nutrients in order to be healthy. Structurally healthy nerves are capable of freely carrying electrical information to and from all parts of the body. And the imperative word here is capable, because a nerve must be both capable and electrically functional in order to be effective. Structurally sound nerves, however, are not necessarily functioning properly. The functionality of a nerve has to do with timing and how effectively it transmits nerve impulses, or fires. An unhealthy nervous system. An unhealthy nervous system is characterized by nerves that consistently over or under fire. As I mentioned previously, any number of factors can negatively influence a nerve's ability to physically or functionally carry an appropriate nerve signal. Regardless of the cause, though, these deficient nerves result in a condition known as NID, or nerve impulse deficiency. NID, what causes it? The cause of NID is that six-letter word beginning with S, stress. Now, when I mention stress, most people think of emotional stress, and that's certainly a valid kind of stress, and for some of us, that may be the predominant type of stress in our lives. However, there are many different kinds of stresses. I'll just read some of them here for you. Emotional, physical, chemical, nutritional, environmental, genetic. Your body's nervous system is designed to enable you to respond to various kinds of stresses. And there are two points here that I think are very important. First of all, your brain uses something known as neurological firing patterns to alter the amount of electrical energy being sent to specific muscles and organs, tissues, depending on the stress at hand. For example, when running out of the path of a speeding car, the nerves that go to the muscles in your legs will fire more rapidly to provide the increase in electrical energy needed for your leg muscles to function quickly and powerfully. Simultaneously, nerves going to your digestive system will fire less rapidly and reduce the amount of electricity reaching those organs. In that moment, the priority is dashing out of the way of the car, not digesting your lunch. In a short period of time after this emergency situation is over, a healthy body will return to a state of electrical balance. In a sense, it will reset itself, and all nerves will return to a normal firing rate. However, when stresses occur with sufficient intensity and duration, your nervous system can fail to reset itself. In time, it actually loses the ability to automatically do so. Remember, your body is intelligent. You have the ability through your nervous system to learn, recall, and perform tasks. That's why you can ride a bicycle even if you haven't ridden one since you were a child. Nerve impulse deficiency occurs when your body's nervous system, for whatever reason, holds on to an altered firing pattern, repeats it automatically, and fails to correct the situation on its own. For those of you who are familiar with this fight or flight reaction, you'll be aware that it involves the release of a chemical known as adrenaline. The important point here is to realize that we now recognize that the transmission of electrical energy precedes the release of the adrenaline. The process is therefore electrical in essence, which results in an electrochemical reaction. This series of events is known as a fight-or-flight reaction. In a short period of time after the emergency is over, again, a healthy body will return to a state of electrical balance. In a sense, it will reset itself, and all nerves will return to a normal firing pattern. However, in cases where the nervous system is not functioning optimally, and or when stresses occur in sufficient intensity and duration, your nervous system will continually be on alert. Our bodies are designed to function in what is known as survival mode, if it's necessary to be in survival mode. That means that the body reacts perfectly to signals from its internal and external environment, 100% of the time. If the stress does not cease, then the body has no choice but to continue to be on alert. Recurrent stressful or traumatic situations, such as physical or emotional abuse, or the conscious or unconscious memories of that abuse, will in time cause altered nerve function, which will result in faulty firing patterns. Faulty firing patterns are synonymous with improper nervous system function. Nerve impulse deficiency occurs when your body's nervous system, for whatever reason, holds on to an altered firing pattern. It repeats it automatically and fails to correct the situation on its own. In other words, even when the stimulus is no longer present, the body continues to respond as if that stimulus still existed. In that situation, there is a breakdown of cell-to-cell communication, including nerve cell-to-tissue and organ cells, which will affect specific functions depending on the organs involved. And here we have the importance of understanding why a healthy nervous system is paramount in the maintenance of a healthy body. Because health is defined literally as function. And I want to say just briefly here, and this is not in the written report, but I'm adding it here because I feel like I need to. Health is not determined by an absence of symptoms. While it is true that a healthy person will be symptom-free, a symptom-free person is not necessarily healthy. The reason I bring that up, and I know that's hard sometimes for people to wrap their head around, but the concept here is that health is actually determined by the function, the physiology, here we go again, of the body. It's not determined by a lack of symptoms. Ironically, a healthy person will be symptom-free. However, oftentimes we do not have symptoms from these neurological misfirings. Nerve impulse deficiency, NID, is oftentimes a silent condition, and what we eventually see is a breakdown of a system that's had the problem with misfiring of nerves, its nerves, to and from it for many, many years. And this is why it's important to understand the basis of many conditions can be traced back to nerve impulse deficiencies from chronic types of stress or sufficiently traumatic stresses that have occurred in a person's life. So identifying it and treating it is very, very important. Understanding its electrical nature should help people to see why a chemical is not necessarily going to take care of the problem. Certainly, there's no chemical that we know of that will fix an improperly firing neurological pattern. All a chemical can do is cover something up. But there are any number of energy-based treatments that can work wonders to reprogram the body and help bring neurological firing patterns back to normal. Once those patterns are within an acceptable range, the body will start to do wonderful things known as healing. The body is a self-healing organism. It's designed that way, and it's capable of overcoming many of the diseases that we currently simply cover up with medications or nutritional supplements or whatever. That's not to say that there aren't times when medication is necessary, and certainly times when nutritional supplementation is necessary, but these things are not capable, at least at this point in time, of correcting a neurological misfiring. And what happens is we end up forcing the body to compensate and forcing it to build one compensation on another, which alters the firing pattern even more. Many chronic conditions contain a nervous system component, and I have seen over the past 30 years that I've been in practice that conditions such as fibromyalgia, ADD, ADHD, chronic fatigue syndrome, migraine headaches, neuritis, spinal problems, disc problems, joint problems, have a neurological component to them. And if that component isn't taken into account, identified, and corrected, many times people have chronic conditions that simply are unmanageable. And that doesn't have to be if proper consideration is taken to identify nervous system imbalance and help the person correct it through proper treatment and lifestyle changes. Identifying nerve impulse deficiency, NID. There are any number of techniques and procedures inherent to the practice of natural health care that can adequately identify NID. The preferred method at our center, Cherubino Health Center, is a procedure known as EMI, electromagnetic imaging. It is a safe and painless and effective way of electronically measuring the efficiency of the body's nervous system. Conditions such as NID can be easily identified, quantified, charted, and interpreted. No other method affords such a clear picture of the workings of the peripheral nervous system. Combining information from the art of Chinese meridian therapy with that of neurophysiology and neuroanatomy, EMI gives us valuable insights into central nervous system function. At Cherubino Health Center, we have used EMI testing with great success since the mid-1990s. I have also demonstrated its use at many a lay lecture and taught it in my professional-level courses for doctors and therapists with great success. The body electric, applying what you've learned. Now that you've been introduced to your electric body, I encourage you to read more on the subject. A good starting place is www.cherubhealth.com. On that site, you will find information in written and audio form on a wide variety of subjects relating to nervous system-based energy medicine. Radio show podcasts of Ask Dr. Ron, interviews with health experts, information on and access to clinical quality supplements, specific information on naturally based alternative treatments, nutritional information including diet plans and recipes, book lists, information on specific conditions and diseases, and most of all, real hope based on decades of success with thousands of individuals. Even though this energy revolution is new to many people, many types of natural, alternative, and integrative healthcare approaches, procedures, and techniques are based on energy principles. Chinese medicine, chiropractic, homeopathy, herbology, and many other naturally based disciplines from around the world are based on these energetic tenets. I encourage those of you who have found this report informative to now put it to use. Chances are, regardless of where you live, there are some holistic doctors and other natural health care practitioners using the principles of energy medicine. In the 3 decades that I've been involved with natural health care, I have found the most effective techniques are nervous system based. I encourage you to email, write, or phone with your questions and concerns. Whether you need help finding a practitioner in your area, or are looking for advice, or are interested in becoming a patient at the Cherubino Health Center, my staff and I are here to help you. So many of the diseases and conditions that have been labeled hopeless, permanent, untreatable, incurable, or even non-existent are simply not. While it is true that these conditions are generally incurable by the prevalent chemically-based allopathic healthcare system, the vast majority are quite treatable and in many cases curable with the proper application of natural, whole-body-oriented, energy-based healthcare methods and treatments. I hope you have enjoyed this recording of The Body Electric, Overcoming Disease and Restoring Your Health by Dr. Ron Cherubino. For the practitioners and staff of the Cherubino Health Center, located just outside of Boston, Massachusetts, we hope you've enjoyed The Body Electric, Overcoming Disease and Restoring Your Health. Remember to visit us online at www.cherubhealth.com, or you can call us toll-free at 877-275-3776. Have a great day, good health, and God bless. Copyright information. The copyright for this information is held by Dr. Ron Cherubino, who is the publisher and developer of this material. Contact Dr. Cherubino to request permission to use this information. Individual use publications can be freely copied or printed, but not sold by individuals or institutions for educational purposes only. Information contained in this report is meant to educate, inform, and assist people in improving their overall health. It is not intended to replace the advice of your trusted healthcare practitioners, nor is it intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.